place, Seattle, Washington. The year is 2050. 15 years ago, in the summer of 35, a small local online retailer invents time travel for the sole purpose of being able to deliver packages to their customers before the customers even order them. The technology works, but the return process is thrown into chaos. When customers, instead of returning items they don't want, simply don't order them in the first place. This creates several tears in the fabric of space-time, warping whole neighborhoods and creating our fair city's most famous landmark, the Lenin Troll Needle. Time travel is swiftly outlawed by the Sissy Pants Anti-Innovation City Council. And you all know the rest. When time travel is outlawed, only outlaws will travel through time. That's where I come in. I'm what they call a doc. When someone makes a temporal sidestep and screws something up, I make it all better. With the help of my young apprentice, Miss Molly Mercer, we make sure the history of Seattle stays in line and on time. The past can be a rowdy place, and besides, we'd all hate it if things turned out differently, wouldn't we?
This week on Doc and Mercer, The Viaductine Follies by Elizabeth Heffron.
Marla!
You rang?
Yes, what time is it?
Searching. 2 minutes after the last time you asked.
Very funny. Where the blazes could she be?
Traffic on the Trump Way is stage 4 red, sir.
Well, nothing holds Molly Mercer back from a time travel assignment. Locate her GPS position, won't you?
Located. She's parking. She'll be right here.
Doc, I'm here. Sorry I'm late.
Thank God you made it.
What's the wrinkle this time?
It's that old speed demon, Willie the Wheel Wear.
You don't say. I thought we'd poked his spoke after that last Pronto bike share uprising.
Well, looks like he's back in the quantum saddle, Molly, and rolling straight for us.
Alert, big alarm, temporal waves approaching.
Whoa. What's happening?
Hang on.
Is this an earthquake?
Not exactly, something far worse. How big was that one, Marla?
6.3 on the Richter.
It's that Weir fellow. That do-gooder keeps traveling back and trying to make this town more livable. We've got to find him and reverse the damage.
But, Doc, don't we want...
No, Molly. Even good intentions can cause big headaches in the future. That wasn't an earthquake. It's a metaphysical recalibration. By God, the city of Seattle is ripping itself away from the rest of the state.
But why would we want to stop that?
Quick, Molly, we got to catch the wheel before he strikes again.
What year, Doc?
1948. Fire away.
Ladies first.
I don't see. We're never going to put a fix on this.
Quiet, quiet. The floor recognizes our new Department of Highways Director, William Budge.
Mayor, all I can say is Railroad Avenue is an absolute disaster. Trains, trucks, cars, fish. It's gridlock, I tell ya.
Look, where you been, Budge? It's 1948. We already built the seawall. Now that street's called Alaskan Way.
Just blend in with the crowd, Molly.
Easy for you to say, they're all men.
Pull your cap down and look constipated.
Oh, wait, I see Madame Seance over in the corner. Let's go stand by her.
We can't leave it to the Seattle process. We've got to get off our duffs and do something about this situation now.
Yeah. Quiet down. So what do all you whiz kids have in mind?
I have just the solution.
Paul Theory, you have the floor.
Let's build a tunnel.
Why do all you smarty pants architects always float the weirdest ideas?
But it would be a superhighway under the city.
They shot that turkey in 1911.
A bunch of commie nutsos on the council back then. Mayor, I say we're Americans. We deserve something big and blocky.
Yes! Yeah!
Something that says we won the gosh darn war, so just see if you can stop us.
Something that will carry 110,000 vehicles a day.
Yes, 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 but what?
Boys, what we need is a viaduct. Viaduct, viaduct, viaduct. Viaduct.
Ooh, big word coming from that cowboy city engineer, Ralph Fink.
What the hell's a viaduct?
A streamlined, double-decker, elevated highway that would run high above the muck and squalor of the city. Ooh. Madam Seance, I see you there in the back.
Yes, Mr. Fink?
Madam Seance, should we proceed with this viaduct? What do you see for our future?
Let me ask the cards.
I object. This is no way to evaluate public policy.
Yeah, sit down, Paul. Why do all you architects have to be such wet noodles?
I see a glorious opening ceremony in April 1953 with vintage cars. And Mayor Pomeroy is there.
Hey, that's me, riding on that float.
And, oh, the Zephyr Queen.
Oh, hello. Hi, everybody. Wow, it's pretty darn high up here.
I see Ivar Haglund, Flounder of Ivars, and the King of the Waterfront.
Keep clam, everybody.
And, what's this? The legendary dog sled musher Leonard Sepala in a sled pulled by 8 Alaskan Huskies.
Mush! Yes, yes, I am famous enough to be standing on this viaduct. It was me who rushed the diphtheria serum to Nome in 1925. I bring you now a giant pair of fake scissors.
He hands the scissors to the Seafair Queen for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and the mayor says a few words.
This viaduct will lead to even greater things. Perhaps one day to one-way streets and more.
The Seafair Queen snips the ribbon across the roadway. And the vintage cars rumble off down the viaduct. That's all I see.
This whole deal is completely half-baked.
I move we pull the trigger on this concrete miracle!
Yeah! Uh-oh, Doc. Looks like we miscalculated. This all seems to be matching the history books.
Patience, Molly. I believe I hear the wheel approaching now.
What the heck?
Give me our answer, do.
Gosh, oh wow. I think I got here in time.
Sir, what is the meaning of this?
Mayor, sir, and all of you awesome people of Seattle, I beg you to reconsider this next step you take.
Oh boy, here he goes.
I mean, if you really think about it, we here in Seattle have the opportunity to be on the cusp of something incredible, something multimodal and extreme.
What the heck is this guy talking about?
Did you know that right now, in 1948, 56% of all the people who work downtown take public transportation? Did you know that? I mean, that's like, wow.
Yeah. So?
That's like astounding. That's like, in the foreseeable future, you could lead the nation towards an environmentally green and awesomely pristine landscape. But you go and you build the big ugly, because that's what it's going to be called, and you won't see those commuter numbers again in your lifetimes or mine.
I told them about the tunnel, Willie.
I mean, look at me, would you? I'm riding around on a miracle on two wheels. The last innocent form of transportation. Heck, it's good for you. It's good for the environment.
Keeps your appetite up. People eat more clams.
Could bring in more tourists, Mayor.
Gosh, he's persuasive, Doc. I kind of wish
No, don't let him get under your skin, Molly. Next time he wheels by us, we grab and transport. Well, here he comes.
Gosh, like, just imagine what the waterfront would look like.
Now,
if we
Molly!
Just...
Yeah!
Oh, gosh. Why did you have to pull me out now? I almost had them.
Exactly. You know very well, Willie, that too much enlightenment leads to enlightenment poisoning.
We're having awful metaphysical recalibrations in 2050.
The city is pulling itself away from the state. Now, you can't be messing with the past like that.
But I can't stand by and watch people make the same mistakes over and over. Please, don't take me back to 2050. I gotta try and help.
Doc, I've got an idea.
That's worth considering. All right, Molly, as being we're working on our gender equity in our working relationship, we'll try it your way.
Yes. Mr. Weir, if you really want to change something, we're going to drop you off here.
Here? Where's here?
Make America great again! Make America great again!
Oh, wow, I don't know. I don't know if even a bicycle could fix
Farewell,
that.
Farewell, Willie the Wheel!
Do whatever cyclic magic you can.
Donald, give me your answer true.
Approaching 2050.
Well, Molly, another future averted. Nice work.
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong, kid?
I don't know, Doc. Sometimes I wonder if the wrinkle would be better than...
Than what? Where we are? That way lies madness, Molly. Who are we to change the fate of mankind?
But someone like Willie almost did it.
Well, you never know. Maybe we'll actually get there on our own.
Maybe, Doc.
That's the spirit. Now, come on. Let's go over to Dick's and get a McLemore burger and fries.
All right. But we scan your arm this time.
Absolutely. Still need a tie to get in that place? My treat!